Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with my recurring guest, Teresa Moore, all things women's health. But today, we are focusing on all things doula. So, Teresa wears many hats, a doula being one of them, a fabulous doula at that. But welcome, Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. I can't wait for today because I mean, I know a lot of these stories. I probably don't even know half of them. But today's episode, I really want you to talk to our ladies, talk to our listeners about being a doula, what a doula does, what a doula is, because I think that people might have the wrong idea or no idea at all. And I think that it's important for people to know what this means prepartum, during pregnancy, postpartum, all of the things, because you play a special role. And I mean, I hear all your funny stories, I hear all your special stories, I hear all your heavy stories. Like, there's a lot that goes on in doula world. So I don't know. I just want you to be real and candid today, which I know you will, because you're never anything but. But let's talk about it. Like, let's dive in. I want this to be a fun episode. I want ladies to really feel comfortable. I want you to get so many freaking text messages, emails, and calls after this episode because they need you in their life.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very excited about this one. I love doula work so much.
Oh, I know.
So funny.
I love the
The other
pictures that
day.
I randomly, they make my day. I'll just be working randomly and I see like some cute little chubby face baby snuggling on your chest. And it like, I'm just like, oh, I want to squeeze her. Like, So,
Yeah, it's definitely a
yeah.
dopamine hit.
Seriously. I'm like, yes, my uterus is contracting over here. All right. So let's talk about getting started as a doula. I mean, I think our last episode, for those of you that don't know Teresa's background, she is a massage therapist for many, many years and has taken on so many different roles. And her passion is women's health. And this led her to become a doula, what, 10 years ago-ish?
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
crazy, right?
I
Like,
know,
I don't
right?
know. I
It's
don't know. It's
crazy.
so crazy.
Crazy. So, women's health is her passion and working with women at all stages and ages, but the mamas that need the help before, during, and after. So, all right, talk about this. Like, what does a day in the life of you look like? Because I know, like, a lot of times I'm talking and we're trying to, like, schedule a lunch or, like, a podcast, and you're like, well, I can't do that day because I'm expecting a baby. And I'm like, all right. So, you never know when that's going to happen or a reschedule. Like, talk about a day in the life of a doula. Like, what does your
Okay.
days look like? And when you do, you know, for the people that you're helping, like, even what does that look like?
So we'll start with birth doula. That's where we're gonna start with birth doula.
Okay.
Okay, so fun fact about me as a birth doula, and I have to tell this part because it's important to the story. Okay, so when I started doing births, I've always been like a really good sleeper. Like I can like blackout. Do you know what I mean? Like nobody can wake me up kind of a situation. Chris will be like, I did all the things. You didn't hear a word, a thing of it, nothing. And I'm like, no. So I needed a ringtone that would jolt me out of a blacked out dead sleep. So usually when moms are all snuggled in bed and relaxed, the right hormones, the right recipe starts to pump out through the pituitary gland into the bloodstream and starts to contract their uterus. And they wake up and they're like, oh, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I should call my doula. So what happens then is Justin Bieber sings to me, baby.
Oh, I know that.
Baby.
I've heard it go off before.
You know. So, okay. So I'm all asleep and I'm like, Bieber. I just heard Justin Bieber. So I wake up and I check the text, and we typically end up going back and forth, and they give me updates, things like that. Prior to them going into labor, the thing that's cool about having a birth doula is like let's just go with the I'm having a hospital birth scenario, because that is like 90% of births in this country is done in a medical setting, which is fine. And a lot of hospitals are very welcoming of doulas, and some are like staffing them now. Like I can tell you in Pennsylvania, Hershey Medical Center is now staffing doulas, which is really cool. And the Harrisburg Community College has a doula program. Like there's, it's really great. So the awareness is getting there, you know? So getting a doula, having a doula for your birth means a million things. But what it means is we support you during your pregnancy. We support you while you're in labor. We support you when you birth your little one. And then we support you postpartum. I never really go away, like ever. Like I'm like, you know, I
I
am.
know.
I'm like, what? This
I
is
it.
I'm gonna read the carpet. I'm just like, I just hang out. Like, I never go away. So, what that looks like is during the pregnancy, it's like checking in, going to some prenatal visits, going to their home. Sometimes it looks like, you know, first time parents, like, okay, so how should I set up, you know, the house for when the baby gets here and things like that. Sometimes it looks like having like a personal one-on-one, like comfort measures, like birthing class kind of a thing with the tools that I use and the things that I know and that I've learned and stuff like that. So that way, when you get to the birth, you're not trying to teach somebody something or their partner in life, you know, like, oh, your partner is in labor. We're going to teach you all the things right now. No. So we do a lot go over those things. I always give out my favorite lactation cookie recipe for the moms that are choosing to breastfeed. So there's a whole like cookie making, like there's all these really great things that we do throughout the pregnancy. You know, we keep in touch, stuff like that. So by the time we get to the birth, we're friends. Nobody is like unfamiliar because when you show up at the hospital, you know, the nurses that you get are great, but you're going to get whoever is on shift. You could be there and have five different nurses in one thing and they're introducing them to you, but having somebody who like is there for you to hold space for you to help you to you know do all the things and support you in every possible way that they need. It's great to have somebody that you've already built this beautiful relationship with. And I'm fortunate enough, I've been doing it long enough that I've been a doula for clients for like several babies. So it's been like really cool. Like when you get that text like, oh, there's another one. I'm like, oh yay, when is it? I'm coming. So once Bieber wakes me up, we go back and forth until it's like go time. So what does that mean? There's been moments where I've gone to people's homes and I support them while they're laboring in their homes. There's times when I go directly to hospitals, or birthing centers or their house because I'll go anywhere. I mean, you know, if you're having the baby in the bathtub at home, I actually had a home birth like that. I was like videoing. We were all in the bathtub. The midwife was standing back here assisting the dad as the dad's like catching the baby in the bathtub, and the 4-year-old's like, "Mom!" I'm like, this is so like I freaking love it. I remember running up to the door, the FedEx guy's coming with me. I'm like, just give it to me. Just give me the package. Like, there's a baby coming. I'm like, we gotta go. I'll take the package.
What are you, the
So there's
stork?
so
What's happening?
Yeah, there's so many things, you know what I mean? Like there's so many wild like things that happen with birth because you can't predict it and you can't control it. And I think that's part of the reason why a lot of women are choosing to have doulas, because having that one-on-one support from your doula is great because nurses are busy. Like busy. Like sometimes they have more than one, you know, patient or there's a lot going on or whatever, whatever. So when you have a doula, like I don't leave. Like I literally like I'm like hang out and I show up. I just want also women to know that just because you have a doula doesn't mean that you are losing your choices. Like you're the still the decision maker. You're the one that's leaning into this. Like whatever you decide, you're being supported. Okay. So we're not making any decisions for you. We're not, none of that. Like you are still the one who is like, you know, it's your body, it's your baby, it's your birth. So you have to be the one who's like, this is how I'm feeling. You have to be like very, you know, like you have to communicate. You got to communicate. But also, like I've been to births. that, they're like, they end up not going the way that they expect them to, and that's fine. But at the same time, it's like, well, there were certain choices made in the process that got us to the point where we are, and that's okay. And I think a lot of women do hang up on that. Well, I wanted this kind of birth, and I ended up having this kind of birth, and whatever, whatever. It's like, don't do that. We love all birth, all of it. However they got here, it's all good. We want to support you in that, and we want you to know that you're amazing. Okay? Because women, am I allowed to say badass? I just did.
Totally
So
allowed.
they are. Laboring women are rock stars. They're like, it's wild. It's just beautiful and wild and awesome. So then support all the, birth comfort measures, techniques, all the things. Like, we have so many tricks up our sleeves. And then you help, bring this little person earthside. It's so fun. I'm always at birthday parties. It's so fun. It's always a birthday party. So, like, so exciting. Baby gets here, and then I stay hour, 2 hours after the baby's born, help mom breastfeed, make sure all is well, all the things. And then I wander away and let everybody have snuggle time and rest, because it's,
Exhausting
you've
for you
done
too.
it. Yeah,
Yeah,
it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
it's emotional and physical, and yeah, 100%. It's intense.
Wild, right? It's wild. And then after they have their baby, within the first couple of weeks, I like to go around the 2 week mark, because the first 2 weeks feel like you're living in a fever dream. You're like, what day is it? What time is it? Did I shower? Did I eat today? What's going on? What's happening? Like, you're just delirious. Like, you're living in, like you have the worst, highest fever ever. And you're like, what is, like, what just happened? Was Mickey Mouse in the kitchen? Like, is something happening? Like, what is going on? Right. So it's like, it gets wild. So I keep in touch. I'm always like, okay, I'm gonna reach out, check in, see if you need me. If you're sleeping or snuggling or whatever, ignore me, but I'm here, And then I make them dinner, and I bring them dinner, and I go visit. And I just got to go to a postpartum visit. I was just at a birth, June or June, I wish, January, whatever it was, 8th. And oh, she's so cute. Oh man, she's cute. So I got to go see her on Tuesday, and I literally got to hold her for like 90 minutes.
My
It was
gosh.
so great. And then we have an opportunity too to like sit and just talk about what happened. Like, that birth was crazy. Like, she started having contractions at like 1:30 in the morning on a Tuesday. And then by, they called me at like 10 of 3 in the morning. Bieber. Bieber. Best thing ever. If there's any doulas listening, make it your ringtone. Text tone, ringtone. For anyone who could possibly from that family be calling you to tell you that somebody's in labor, I promise you, you will hear it. Beep. You got it. It's there. You're like, oh my God, Bieber, what's happening? Gotta go. There's a baby. So they, and then it was this whole process. And then 8 o'clock in the morning, we ended up in the hospital together. And then she didn't have the baby until Wednesday, 4:21 p.m.
Wow.
So, we had a sleepover. I smelled, I was covered. Like, amniotic fluid, you know what I mean? And stuff and all the things. And I can't imagine a better way to spend my time.
No,
It was amazing.
and it is, and that, and you're like built for this. You were like made for this, and it's so. There's just so many factors, like you said, it. Nurses are busy, even when you go, even from like our local. I know that. My gynecological practice, God, when I had Christopher 18 years ago, they make you see the different doctors in the practice. Because again, you don't know what time it's coming, who's going to be on call. You don't know. And of course, I got the doctor that I think I met once on my list. But everybody that I had was wonderful that came along the way. But there wasn't like, that support. The family was there and everything. But literally having somebody that knows their stuff, when it comes to all things baby, all things pregnancy, to just, there's just so many things that can happen, or just that you need comfort in mentally, emotionally, physically. And it's just so nice, like you said, not just to getting to know somebody through their pregnancy, but just having that person that's just there, just like knowing, just emotionally, just that support. Even like you said, just knowing, even just to talk, even when you come after the birth, to just come and have the conversation, because traditionally it's just a rush in and out thing. Like, I mean, I don't know, what is it now in the hospital? Do you even get 2 full days in the hospital now? It's like
Depends on what time you have your baby.
right? I mean, and I had to stay an extra day. I ended up needing a C-section, and then Christopher had a little fever, so we ended up staying from, I had him early Sunday morning, and we didn't leave till Thursday. But that was kind of like lucky that we had an extra little like love and care for a couple extra days. But like, I mean, there's people I feel like that are almost in and out in like almost like less than 48 hours, and it's like you just took a human out of your body. Like, how, like, and then like you're just sent home and it's like everything's normal, like okay, and
Like,
not.
oh, here's a human. Bye. Good luck. We'll see you in 6 weeks.
And
And
it's
that's why doulas are like, we're like the hot button right now. Like everyone's like doula, doula, doula. Funny though, one of my massage clients was telling me the other day, one of her daughters is pregnant. She's like, are you gonna have a doula? T's a doula. And she goes, oh no, she goes, are you gonna have a doula? And she goes, are you getting a doula? Something, which way she read it. She goes, what is that, like a stroller? She goes, no, it's
No,
birth
it's
support.
safe.
But the thing that's different that separates you as a doula, so we got the medical piece, right? Like we don't leave. We're there just, we have one client, you know what I mean? And we can be there in that space and again, like, and explain things. Like when you know, things are happening or whatever, it's like, yeah, that's normal. You're like, oh, this is what that means. Like you can kind of, you know, soften the worry a little bit, because when you have a client who's like, okay, I'm having a baby and I want to have a doula and somebody told me to call you and all the things, I'm like, okay, great. So we have this conversation and it usually segues into like, why do you need a doula? There's a lot of women with like debilitating anxiety, things like that. There's women who don't have support from, you know, family or whatever. And then there's women who have family, but they're like, it's not gonna be a good scenario for me. So there's those dynamics. Then there's also the women who are like a lot of times when a woman comes to me who is gonna have a home birth, she's got like white coat syndrome. Like a lot of women have fear of being in medical facilities. So they're like, I can't. Like if I go there, I'm gonna literally panic. So I'm like, well, then don't. Because the cool thing about Pennsylvania is there is a lot of freedom here in birth, which is really cool. And there is a lot of really good resources for women, you know, all over. I mean, I'm just talking just this general area where we are, and it's amazing, you know, like, you know, labor and delivery, you've got so many options. You know what I mean? So many options. Like that, the hospital birth that I was just at was at Doylestown. And when I sat with her on Tuesday, she was, they're moving to another state. And she was like, I'm gonna be sad though, because I loved Doylestown. I just like loved it there. I loved everything about it. I loved my doctors, my nurses, like the whole situation, my postpartum, like everything about it. She like raved about it. So it was a perfect fit for her, you know, where there's other women that are like, you know, I can't walk through that door, or I'm gonna like literally have a panic attack. And I'm like, okay, well then, we won't do that. You'll probably just be a bathtub, or a lot of home births are in bathrooms. It's like a thing. It's like you get up to go pee or something and you're like, oh, hold up, I thought I had to poop. Just kidding. Poop a baby.
Babies
like I pushed and now I feel something. And you're like, oh, great. Let's finish that. We'll just stay here. So it's really, really beautiful. And then again, like you're with the families and, you know, and there's clients that I've had over the past 10 years, and I'll just randomly get like a picture. You're like, oh, look, She's a ballerina now and she's seven. I'm like, what? When
Never
did
been
seven happen?
one.
Like, were we there like a week ago? Like, what's going on? Like, it's really cool. And I don't take it lightly, right? Like, to be invited into that moment is a huge, big deal. And I think it's great. And I think women should definitely, when they're looking for a doula, like, talk to a whole bunch of doulas, find your right fit. You know, sometimes people are like, you're like an old lady. I want the young girl who's like my age. And I'm like, do it. Like, whatever. It's a personal thing. Just like, you know, your hairdresser, your dentist, your functional medicine practitioner, your whatever, your trainer. Like, everybody loves their people that they connect with. So I find it to be very important to do that. And plug here. A lot of insurance companies will reimburse. We can't bill, but they can reimburse for doula fees, even massage therapy. Actually, I've done invoices for prenatal massage, and they can submit it to insurance companies and have it reimbursed back to them.
That's amazing. It's amazing to know because, again, I feel like a lot of people hear doula and they think, first of all, I think they automatically, I know if I didn't know what you did, like my brain would go to home birth, all natural. Like that's what I think a lot of people think a doula is. So I'm happy we're here talking about this so real and what the day in the life looks like because. To me, I would think, like, if I didn't know what you did, I would think home birth in a bathtub, you know, everything natural, no drugs, nothing, you know, like, I think it's a beautiful thing that it's like a doula will meet you exactly where you are on your journey and will help you with whatever you choose. And I think that's so super important for people to understand. And what you just said about it not just being this thing that's like this weird alternative woo-woo, whatever, like, no, like you can get reimbursed by your insurance. Like this is a thing. Like it's a thing and more people are turning to it because we're starting to recognize women's health. Like we're starting to talk about it more. And that's why what we're doing today, right? Like we want to talk about it so that people understand it. Because if you don't know, you don't know, right? Like you don't, like I didn't know what a doula was when I had Christopher 18 years ago. I didn't even I don't know. You know, I didn't know what it was. I thought a doula was like, okay, I want to do this all natural and home. And I didn't even know any of that lifestyle back then at all. So I was like, you know, I would never have even considered. And now, God, I wish I had to do it all over again. You know what I mean? Like, so it's that's
Too.
what I wish for this episode for people to see somebody real like you that's just real and funny and kind and loving and is going to snuggle up your baby like it's your own and like just give you whatever support you need in whatever way. Like, you know, like you said, grabbing packages on the way in, and you've got so many funny stories of like, you know, like
We're
what
going to share some
are
of them.
like, yeah, right. Like, what are some crazy things that like people have asked you to do like on your way to like, deliver a baby.
Okay, before I tell you that, I do want to say one thing about doulas. There's like a almost like a taboo that that's what we do. Like, we only go to home births and we
Yes.
interfere and we're opinionated and we're like, and you are gonna do what and have an epidural and do all the things and vaccinate your baby. No, that is not our scope of practice. Our scope of practice is literally holding space.
I love
It is
that.
literally standing with you on your journey. In the most amazing, beautiful, primal, incredible experience that you're ever going to have as a woman. And having somebody just walk alongside, help you through it, help your partner, your husband, your wife, whoever in whoever you're with, you know, have this experience and just know that you're not alone and we can guide you through it and all the things. I don't care if you want an epidural, fine, do it. I'm going to hold your leg while you're pushing because you're not going to be able to feel it. If you want to give your baby all the vaccines, none of the vaccines, or do it however recipe you're going to do it. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to make decisions for you. That's a huge thing, even in the process of birth, because I think sometimes people are like, make the decision for me, and I never will do that. I'll be like, I'm not gonna. Like, this is your decision, you know? So, but I think if we can get people to understand what a doula actually does, you know, I really think that it's going to break down some of the taboo that you hear, you know, like, oh, you can only have a doula if you're having like a natural birth.
Yes. And I think that's what most people think when they think doula. And I love that you're saying this because, again, for the seats in the back, like it's for anyone and everybody who's having a human and giving birth, like everybody. And I
Cool.
think that it, I know I do. I think that it just, it, I think it's become, you use the perfect word, taboo. It's like people think what they think they know about it. And, you know, I don't know, was it from like a movie in the 80s or something that people saw and learned from them and just thought like that's what a doula is? Like, I don't know. But I think that so many people think that, and it's not, you can support it in any situation whatsoever. The choice is theirs. You are there to support them, hold space for them, meet them wherever they need. Like you said, hold a leg, deliver a placenta.
That's it. Oh.
First podcast with visual aids. I'm so
This
excited.
is the greatest podcast of all time. This is baby's first roommate. This is a placenta. It was gifted to me by a darling girl that I love. And she said, I had to get you this. And I take it to every single birth. And I told Courtney earlier, sometimes I have to sleep at hospitals and I needed a pillow. So I snuggle the placenta. Isn't that
Those of you
great?
that are listening to this and not seeing it, you need to go to YouTube and watch the video for the visual aids. Just saying.
There's visual aids. You need to watch the visual aids. It's important. So some funny stories are definitely super funny. So yes. There have been placentas in my freezers. It's like a thing, okay? And imagine this. Imagine having a teenage boy. And there's two stories here. So this one time there was a woman and she was a massage client and I just adore her and you know get to text her here so here and there. And she knew she was going to be having a C-section and I was like okay, but she wanted to have her placenta encapsulated because a lot of times sometimes women will take the placenta home. I know this sounds crazy, but it's actually like a thing and it's cool. And there's women who are trained and they dehydrate it and then they make like capsules and you take it and it's really supposed to help with like balancing your hormones, helps with like postpartum, whatever, if you're experiencing things. And just helps regulate your hormones and stuff like that. The placenta is a magical, incredible part of pregnancy, birth, all the things. Like you can't have a baby without one. So, and then the placenta's life ends when your baby is born. It's pretty cool. And sometimes people like I've collected placentas and people plant a tree. Like that's a cool thing too. They let it compost into the earth. They take them home, they plant it, put a tree over top of it, compost it right in. So this one time, she's like, I'm having a C-section, all the things. I'm like, okay. So finally she has the baby. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I get a text. T, can you come pick up the placenta at the hospital? I'm like, yeah, totally can do that. So I get up, the whole house is asleep. Not a creature was stirring. No, I'm just kidding. So I go, I get up in the middle of the night. And at this point, I was like in Chalfont, so it was easy. I drive to Doylestown Hill. I meet the dad at the emergency room doors because it's the only place you can get in and out of a hospital at 1 o'clock in the morning. He gives me the placenta. I get back in the car. I drive home.
It was like a placenta drug deal.
It was like drive-by placenta. Like I was
Put
like,
it in
okay.
the cooler. Put it in the cooler.
So I'm like, exactly. So I get home and I put it in the bags and the buckets and the whatevers and I stick it in the freezer. And so I go back to bed. No reason to like announce to the entire household that I had to run to pick up a placenta really quick, whatever. So the next morning, just wake up forgetting that I did what I did because that's just normal.
It was the middle of the night too, in all fairness. I mean,
Exactly. I mean, doesn't everyone pick up placentas at 1 o'clock in the morning? Whatever. So my son opens the freezer and he goes, and at this point, like he's literally like teenage boy, right? And he goes, Mom, Mom. I'm like, yeah, man, what's gonna? Is that a placenta in the freezer? And I said, yeah, that's a placenta. And my husband goes, when in the world did you go and pick up a placenta? And I
You're
said,
like, yeah, it's right
I
next
went
to the
to
ice cream. You're like, it's right next to the ice cream. Of course
I'm
it's
trying to get
there.
like waffles out or something. He's like, I'm not even, I'm not even gonna do this. Like, I'm not gonna do it.
It's like, I'm gonna have a
So
bowl.
then,
I'm done with this.
yeah, he's like, I don't want the waffles anymore. Chris is like, whatever. So this is another funny placenta story. So this one's my favorite. My son is in the Navy, which you know. And about a week before he was leaving for boot camp, I was at a birth in the city. I was at, where was I? Bryn Mawr, maybe? Bryn Mawr. I was in Bryn Mawr. Mainland Health. Okay. I'm in Bryn Mawr, do the birth, whatever. Amazing couple. Love them. Super fun. So they want to keep the placenta and they were going to do a ritual. They were from Jamaica and they were doing the ritual. They were going to bury it and grow a tree and do all the things. I was like, okay. But when you're there, you like there's no the hospital can't like stick your placenta in the freezer, right? So they're like, can you take it home? And I'm like, yeah, I'll take it home. I'll absolutely take it home. So I drive home from the birth, placenta in the car. Get home. This is like daytime. Everyone's like, oh God. She's got another one. Like, but like, this is, I'm like, what? Your mom's a doula. Get over it. Like, I don't care. Like, don't watch. So I do my thing, stick it in the freezer. Oh my God. Then we're on a Sunday. I'm going to take my son, drop him off, say goodbye. Okay. Because he's leaving the next day to literally go to Navy boot camp. And it's such a huge process. Like, he had to do stuff that Sunday, and then he had to do stuff all day Monday, and then fly to Chicago and like all the things. Right. So I was like, wait, we're going to Jersey? I was like, we're going to be near my client's house. Could we just like drop off the placenta like after we take Christopher to join the Navy? Like, is that allowed? Like, are we allowed to do that? And Chris, of course, he is always like this to me. T, we're taking a placenta in the car. I'm like, yeah. And now, mind you, it's July. It's hot. Okay. It's like hot out, like boiling hot. I'm like, yeah, I think we should just drop it off. I'll text her and tell her we're coming over. And so, what does Chris do? Doula husband.
Packs
God
up the
bless this
cooler.
man. Packs up the cooler, gets a cooler, puts the placenta in there. Bags of ice, he's like making sure it's all good, whatever. Sticks the cooler in the back of the GTI. We head to Navy things. We first stop for lunch. He's like, let me just check on it real quick, make sure we don't have any more ice. I'm like,
You married a good one. You really did.
I did.
He's a
And so we
saint.
get there,
He's,
we're about to go
I
in the
love it.
restaurant. He's like, yeah, it's good. We're good. We don't need any more ice. Everything's fine. The placenta is still frozen. It's not gonna get weird. Like, I'm like, they're burying it anyway. She's not eating it, but whatever. So I was like, it's all good. So we go, we drop Christopher off at the Navy. Everyone's sobbing, crying. We're like, oh God, like we're not gonna talk to him for 9 whole weeks. Like, oh my God, this is all weird and whatever. And we're crying. And then we pull up to the house and we're like, all right, next. Drop off the placenta. My husband's at, there's a, happened to be a food truck outside. He's eating like barbecue chicken. I'm like, it's like what you do. It's what you do. It's just part of what it is. You know what I mean? Like
But I love it. And the real
you just.
stories are fun. Like, this is like the deal. Like, this is what a doula does. And this is what people need to know.
And then postpartum doulas, I've had a lot of people ask me about that. Even like labor and delivery nurses, because I have a lot of friends that are in labor and delivery nurses, and especially Doylestown Health. I just love all the nurses over there. They're just amazing women. They're just dear friends now. And they were like, well, like wh why, like what's the postpartum like doula thing or whatever? There's so many layers to that. What I normally do is I sleep over. Like they get home from the hospital and they are, again, you're in this like fever dream. What just happened? I'm exhausted. Now there's this human in the room that's like, what's going on? There's all this air and like lights and sounds and smells and what Put me back in there. Like, what is happening? There's no water out here. You know what I mean? Like, the babies are all like trying to learn how to be a baby. The parents are trying to figure out how to be parents. Everyone's exhausted. Everyone's crying. Like, it's like a thing. You know what I mean? Like, whoever's had children is like, yeah, totally. I had that experience. So, what we do is we jump in and we're like, go to bed. Go to bed. I sleep at people's houses. I take care of the babies. If the moms are breastfeeding, baby needs to nurse, I take the baby, I get up with the baby, change the baby, take the baby to mom, mom breastfeeds, hands the baby over, sleep, rest, you know. Sometimes I've made food in the middle of the night. You know, my nutrition background is like great for postpartum, even you know, my birth clients too, but my postpartum, you know, I'd be like in the kitchen, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning making quiche. Like, woo, okay, you know, like doing my thing, you know, fold laundry. Babies make a lot of laundry. You know what I mean? Or like the
Right?
dogs know
Do
what's
you?
happening. I had this one client last summer. Oh my gosh, I just adore this family so much. And they had the cutest border collie, and he slept with me every single night. He just laid with me. We would
Like
do
nobody's
laundry
paying attention to
together.
me anymore. Now there's
Yeah. What? There's this thing that smells weird and
this dog, my status.
creeping all the time. Like, the poor dog is
The
like, I
baby
need to
around
go.
here now, and what's going on?
And you get attached, like you become like part of the family. Like, you're like living there, you know? And you do these like shifts, like 8, sometimes 6, sometimes 8, sometimes 10 hour overnight shifts. And it gives them like a break. It gives them a moment, especially for women, like you're not only okay, like you go from like not pregnant to pregnant, and then you go through this labor and this birth, and now you're like, your body's like, oh, now I have to figure out how to not be pregnant. And then you're like, okay, now my boobs are creating this liquid that's going to sustain the life of this, you know, child that I just, you know, evicted from my body. And now everybody's tired, and the hormones and all the things. And I think a lot of times the partners are like, feel helpless, right? You know, and sometimes in the middle of the night, you know, a mom, she just needs somebody to sit there and listen, not anybody that's trying gonna try and fix her, give her solutions, you know, feel judged or whatever. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, feel your feels. So we hold that space for them in the middle of the night. It's really awesome. And like, I just literally, I snuggle babies all night. I'm like, what?
Best
Like,
job ever.
it's a scam. Like, I get to do that. Like, what is what? It's beautiful.
No, it really is. And you're just a beautiful human because all of those things that you just said are so, they're so special. They're special. And I think that there's so many changes going on. I mean, not just physical. I mean, birth, so many births are different. Some are very traumatic. Some women have to have episiotomy. Some have had C-sections. You know, it didn't happen the way it was planned. Crap. Like, that's what happened to me. Like, things happen where we, you know, we our bodies are trying to heal. And that's not something that happens overnight when you have a baby. And so not only are you physically hurting and trying to heal, you're emotionally, like hormones are flying,
Totally.
neurotransmitters are flying, everything is shifting, and it's like it's such a time of like change and adaptation, and just again having somebody there to hold space, and then even like you said, laundry, like dogs holding the baby. Oh my gosh, there's milk coming out of me. What am I doing? I don't even know. This hurts. This is there's too much. There's too little. What am I doing? Like having somebody that's there to just guide and support, it's just so important. And I just think that, again, education, knowing that there are people like Teresa around that does what she does, and it's not about anything other than meeting you w in your needs, what you need, like that's what a doula does.
Yes. And from a lens of nurturing compassion. I remember one time I recently, last year, I had a client, an overnight client, and it was her second baby section, whatever. And she was so like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna breastfeed. I'm gonna breastfeed. And I think she had some struggle with the first one, but I wasn't around for that one. So I was like, okay, yeah, cool. No problem. Do your thing. We'll breastfeed, do all the stuff. I got you. Like, 'cause I do offer a lactation support. Most doulas do. And so the one night I show up for my shift and I go into the house and she's sitting on a sofa with her husband and she's sobbing. She's sobbing. I walk in and I'm like, "Hi, what are we doing? Like, are you okay?" And she starts just letting it go. I don't like breastfeeding. I can't do this. I don't want to do it. All the things. And I said, "Okay." And she's like, "What? What? Like, blown away." And I go, "Oh, well, then don't." I go, "You feed your baby in the way that works for you." You know, like she was having anxiety with it and stress and all this pressure and mom guilt. You know what I mean? Like the mom guilt is like wildly
Real.
real. You know
It's
what I
real.
mean? Like
Yeah.
you have to have this natural birth. And then once you have this natural birth, you have to breastfeed the baby till they're 2 years old and all the things. And yes, if that is good for you and that's how it works out, awesome. But if you end up with a scheduled C-section and bottle feeding formula, you're just as good a mom as anybody else. Moms are amazing humans. You know, they're always showing up for their kids and doing all the things and, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, making sure the little critters getting what they're, you know, they're hiney wiped and their bottles and their breastfed or whatever it is. So I remember saying to her, I was like, I go, "It's okay. It's okay." She was getting some pressure from her medical providers. And I said, "It's okay." I said, "I'll get you through either part. If you want to continue to breastfeed, I got you. If you want this to be over," by the way, it's like sage and parsley. So I was like, "You can, it does work. You know, like we can make the supply run out. And then you can segue into whatever's best for you." You know, we've had postpartum women who we had to get to, you know, like inpatient mental health facilities because they had a history and it was so overwhelming, you know. So having a postpartum doula, like sleeping at your house, like I remember showing up at that client's house and I was like, oh, she's not okay, kind of a thing, you know. And within days of the first time that I worked with her, like there was all the she was saying all the things. She was saying the red flag things, and I said we got to get her support. And now, like, I'll get pictures over the summer. Her and her little baby were wearing like matching bathing suits. I was like, oh my God, she's doing so good. You know what I mean? So there's so many ways that, you know, this can develop. You don't know what somebody's past is and their history and their trauma and their whatever. And then other women, like when I had my kids, I was just like, oh, cool, whatever. Pulled my boob out whenever I needed to. Like I didn't care. I was like young and I was 23 when I had Hannah. And I was like at the mall. I'm like, she needs to eat. So I would just sit at the bench, you know what I mean? And like pull my boob out. And if somebody was like, "Your boob's out in public," I'd be like, then stop looking at my boob. You know what I mean? It's like
Around.
that simple. Like, if you don't want to look at my boob, then go over there. Stop looking at my boob. I don't want you to look at it either. Like, I'm just trying to feed my baby. She's screaming. Would you rather want to hear Hannah
Hear her
like
scream? Yeah, I
screaming?
don't.
Like, if you don't want to see my boob, okay. You don't have to. Don't look at it. You know? So, but I love now too. Like, there's all these great like things in the public. You know, there's like nursing pods and like changing things, and they even have them in like men's bathrooms now. You know what I mean? So it's like it used to just be in like the women's room or whatever. They have family, you know, rooms where it's like if you have like a 3-year-old and you got to breastfeed and feed the newborn, you like everybody can be in the same bathroom together and causing havoc. So it's like it's perfect
No,
now.
it's
You know, I
hard.
don't
It's
know.
hard when you're doing that. Like, and you're, yeah. I mean, even when, you have a boy, like I had Christopher, and when he was getting to the age of, I don't know, let's say 5, and I was out with him, and I, you bring him in the ladies' room. You don't set a 5-year-old in the men's room by himself, But it's like having these things, like I only have one, but I can't imagine like trying to breastfeed a baby while you've got like your toddler running around and you're like, I can't, how do you do both? Like it just So it is. It's awesome that things are shifting to make things more that it's more accessible and more humanizing, where it's like, again, I say it and I will say it again and again. For the seats in the back, a doula supports you anywhere along the way and meets you where you're at on your journey. I say this to my clients all the time because sometimes people think, functional medicine practitioners have nothing to do with Western medicine or prescriptions. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm integrative. There's a time and a place for everything. There's a time and a place for prescriptions, and people will come to me, and sometimes they're on prescriptions and they feel good and they need to be on them. That's okay. We can still fix the things we need to fix, and still, I'll meet you where you're at. And some people are like, I don't want to be on them. I was put on them and I really don't like the way I feel. I want to get up. We can do that too, right? It's like the same kind of concept. Like, it's always meeting somebody where they're at in their journey, health and wellness too, because, everybody has their own story, their own past, their own things. And, there's never judgment in this area. It's like everybody just has to do what's comfortable for them. And us as practitioners meet them where they are and just support them with the support that they need.
100%.
I love it.
And knowing that, I hope that this reaches anyone to know that. And I hope that doulas hear it. And I love doulas so much. And I love the community of doulas. And if we can all kind of support each other as doulas professionally and just be like, you know what, this is what we're here to do. We're here to, support families, in this time. Like, it's scary. Being pregnant and being like, all right, now it's like it's fun and oh my God, I want a baby and it's a whatever, or it's a baby and we'll find out when the thing gets here. But whatever it is, it's still like, okay, you get to the end of that pregnancy and you're like, oh, it's gonna come out. Like, it's like this thing is gonna come out of my body. And what is that gonna look like? And it's so there, like, nobody knows. The doctors can't tell you, the nurses can't tell you, the doulas can't tell you, the midwives can't. No one can tell you how this is going to go. No
And
one can tell you, none of it.
the truth is like there are complications, and I'm sure you see them left and right. Like I said, I'm sure there's a lot of heavy that goes along with it. And there's also a lot of things afterwards that might not go right that are, that can come up along the way and happen. And helping families navigate that, whether it's health issues or external factors, all of it is like you're there to support through all of it. I just, oh my gosh, my last podcast, I just released it yesterday. It was in between our last episode and heartbreaking, a mom who lost her baby at 9 weeks. And I don't know, it was my most emotional podcast. I couldn't stop crying and trying to hold it in. It just is like there's so many heavy things that can happen in families, and you just being there to just again hold space, be there for anybody, for any trial and tribulation that comes along the way, whether it's a silly pick up a package or just like you said, sitting there and listening to somebody that just needs to feel seen and heard after going through this whole amazing rock star process of like it all, creating this person. Like, and sometimes that's, I'm sure, even a sadness of, this was part of me and now it's out of me. And now I'm feeling sad and my hormones are flying and all these things. So I don't know. I am just, I love what you do. And I mean, I just, you're one in a million in general, but just the fact of you, what you do, but doulas in general, for all of our listeners, I don't know. I'll let you end it with a comment for you, but for me to say, really, I hope this educated you on what a doula is and that everybody deserves a doula in their life, like when they're going through this process, because it's not an easy one. And any support that you can get, like they say, it takes a village. It really does. And having somebody that is in your corner no matter what is going on is just really special. So on that, tell me what your note for listeners is before we wrap up.
I don't know, you said it. You perfectly said it. I think it's just find a right fit for you. Don't try to control it. Just let whatever is going to happen happen. Just like lean into it. Find the right support for yourself, but know that you are always the one in control making the decisions. You know, We're just along for the ride. And every doula I know shows up from their heart and
Oh.
their intention. You know, like, we will not sleep for days for you. We will. I, back in the fall, I had a client. I showed up for her as a postpartum doula, and she was not doing good. Long story short, she ended up in the hospital with postpartum eclampsia, really bad. And she was breastfeeding. So she brought the little baby with her, but the hospital will not touch the baby, help the baby, because she's not a patient. It's a liability. I slept at the hospital. Now, I don't tell these stories a lot because it's just something that I just do. And like, I
It's
don't
part
want
of
to
the
be like,
deal.
oh, you're so great for what you did. No, you do it because that's where you were sent. We are given, you know, whoever we're supposed to be helping and supporting and stuff like that. You know that too. You're a physician, and you know that the right people, you know, end up in front of you, and you do what you can. And you come from, same with you, you come from your heart. You come from this intentional place where, I don't know, you care, you bring your knowledge, you bring your heart, you bring your faith, you bring it all. And you just want everybody to be okay in the end. And that's it. That's how I doula.
But
Let's
it's
doula
doula at your cervix
this.
and your shirt. Show your shirt for all the visual aids. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
This is my
Usually get a giggle out of
audio
it,
visual. All the
everybody, when
people
it
who are
happens.
listening on like Spotify and Apple, you're missing out. Go to YouTube, watch. There was a lot of visual aids. Wait, show the boobie. Show the boobie.
Oh, well, and if you're in the market for a crocheted boob, I have a friend who crochets boobies. This is the best. Could teach lactation with this. How to like release a lot. Like, look at this thing. Isn't it incredible? Look at that. Look at that thing. You want to see my number one thing that women always use during my births? You're gonna love it. My fan. And it squirts water. So I fill it up and I get to the hospital. And it's like, you know, when we're at that end, it's like, it's hot in there. And it's like, even if it's January, not like the air conditioners are on and we're all like in 20 layers of clothes. Wear layers when you go to the hospital in January.
I'm dying.
Oh,
I think the only
yeah.
other place
So we have our fan.
I think the only other place I've seen them is at like Disney or like Dorney Park or something, right? Like
See it
at
at the people all the time. I'm
the
like, you
delivery
got to grab one of these things at Five Below or Disney World, Dorney Park. I don't know, because everybody gets hot and it's like, where's those fans? There it is.
I love
I
you.
even have extra batteries in my bag just in case. We don't want her to die. She works hard. She works hard. She has cooled down several birthing
She's been a
women.
lifesaver on a lot of
I know,
births.
I love her. I know, I got to give her a name. I did rename, you know, I did name my fetoscope and my stethoscope because I do like call the midwife. My fetoscope is Chummy, and my stethoscope is Sister Monica Joan. So what should we name her? I'm gonna name her Courtney. I'm gonna grab Courtney, so you're always with us.
Right, I'm so excited.
Courtney. All right, Courtney, you're going back in
All right, I'm
the
so
back.
excited.
With the boob.
Visual, you're gonna want to watch this one, guys, and the placenta.
Baby's first woo mate.
Oh,
And there's so many tricks and stuff, but maybe I should just do a whole like write up a whole thing about like
we
what to
can.
bring to a birth for
There's
crocheting.
gonna be show notes. So anything that you want to write to people, and of course, ways to contact you, ways to hire you are going to be on the show notes attached to the podcast. So whoever's listening and wants to contact Teresa, there will be information there. And then, obviously this is our women's health series. So we have a whole bunch of stuff planned. So each topic, we're trying to focus on a different area where we can really support and educate you. And, if you don't know, you don't know. And we're here to help and do that. So stay tuned for our next topic. And this one for anybody looking for a doula, or you know of somebody who's pregnant, looking to become pregnant, and could use this in their lives, please share this episode. Thank you
Yes.
so much for being on today, my darling. I
Thank you
appreciate
for
you
having me.
and all of your work. You're amazing.
So are you. Thank
Love
you.
you.
Love you.